everybody. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams today. Just having a blast. I was so excited to fill in on a Thursday because I get to host Boomer and McLean. Woo-woo! And what you don't know, Boomer, is that I make that noise while I'm driving or if I'm at home. When that plays, I just make that noise. Like, it's a compulsion.
I like it. It should be like a staple at any home. Woo-woo!
It is. So, McQueen, I've actually been a fill-in for you a couple of times.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
So Boomer and McQueen is Boomer and Lee.
Boomer and Lee, I like it.
One time it was Butters and Lee.
It was.
Which we said sounded out like a pancake mix or something. Or cookie mix.
Oh, I love it.
So so I'm excited to be on this side of the microphone
once.
So I don't know how much you were able to catch on your way in, but we were talking a bit about the library system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as a parent, it's hard because I'm definitely one who thinks that each family should be able to raise their children the way they see fit within parameters, mm-hmm. of course, as long as it's safe. But I also don't think necessarily we as a public have to provide everything that every single person would ever want.
Mm-hmm.
So if we, taking into consideration the library issue, what do you think about, you and Boomer, about should these really graphic books be provided at all? Even to me, it's a no-brainer that they should be moved. Anything that's graphic, really graphic, should never be in the children or even the preteen section. But should they even be in the adult section? Should we be doing that? I mean, should we be, at what point do you stop? Like, are we providing, you know, pornographic material at some point?
And are we talking like public libraries or
yes.
school libraries? Okay.
Both.
Well, I think in a school library, absolutely, it should, there's no reason for it to be there for whatever grade. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're talking about a university library, then, you know, maybe that's different. But like, as far as a 12th grade and under, there is absolutely zero reason, you know? And I think, I mean, really at that point, you're just providing material for someone not doing something that they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They can seek that out on their own. I just think that's absolutely absurd, just totally unnecessary, absurd, uncalled for to be in a school library.
Right.
After that, like, I mean, personally, I still don't feel like it should be there. That's why we used to, have like adult bookstores and whatnot. Go there.
That's what I was about to say.
Well, like, just go there. Just
I don't know if they still exist.
I don't really know if they do either.
Why do you
but
have to have it in the public library? Just take it to the adult store. But, you know, there's no reason to have any of the graphic material. I would say that is easily accessible. Because even in an adult section at a library, it is still easily accessible
yeah.
for anyone to grab
for sure.
and get a hold
of. Because are they watching, you know, if kids
yeah,
are picking
exactly.
this up off
no.
the shelf?
It's not like there's a sound of alarm right when they walk into the into
this
the
feels
adult
like
section.
A fifth grader picked this up. Yeah. Like, and I mean, same thing too with like going to the movies. Like if it's a rated R movie, you have identification to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not being monitored. So, yeah, I think there's zero reason. And, like I kind of overheard you guys out there when about just talking about our tax dollars. No, I don't want my money going to supplying this for children. Like, no way. And also, I can actually remember this when I was in, I think I was probably second or third grade. I can still remember being in the library at my school. You know, like when you would go, you'd have like library time like once a week or whatever. And I remember at the end of library time, our teacher pulling us aside and said, Who Googled SEX in the search bar? I can still remember this.
What?
And I was like, I mean, I was probably, I think I was like third grade or something. And I was like, oh, like, I just knew that was a bad word. I mean, like, how far have we gone? I mean,
it's pretty bad.
It was a boy.
When I was like in that grade, I thought it was a disease. I thought that word. I didn't know. I thought, whatever.
Well, I didn't know anything about it either. I just knew it was a bad one.
Well, you knew a boy did it. Like, it was certainly
oh,
a boy.
For sure. Yeah, for sure it was. Sure. But, like, that just shows, like, that was, you know, in third grade, someone just Googled that and how much trouble we got in, whereas now it's being like, hey, this, drag queens, all these things. So, like, how far we've sunk in a, because, you know, that wasn't that long ago because I'm young and all.
Because you're so young.
I'm a spring chicken, yeah.
Well, y'all are definitely younger than I am. I think you would be considered millennial. For sure. I'm
oh, no,
Gen
we're,
X.
We're older than... We're like in that in-between, I feel like, of... I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, you want to be part of Gen X. Just come on over. Because we're much cooler. I will say that. I agree. I remember my daughter in sixth grade could, she was a voracious reader, and she could read on a 12th grade level in sixth grade. That was tough for me because I had to pick books that she could read going higher and higher in these levels that were appropriate. And I just mean general books. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, because a lot of people are going to say, well, you want to deny that LGBT people exist and all that. I don't. There's characters. I get it. I'm talking about explicit material. I'm talking about hypersexualized material, especially for preteen and children. It just they should have no contact with that.
Yeah, not at all.
Because it's just not appropriate. I think that if a parent wants to, that's why I don't think it's right when people say it's banning. It's not banning. It's what's appropriate, and hold these over for adults, not for children. And if you want to buy that for your child, that's your right. You want to go on Amazon, buy that book. I mean, that's your right as a parent. But I don't think that we should, with tax dollars, have to provide it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's not our government's job, is to provide those things for our kids. That's the parents. If they choose to do that, that's their choice.
I think it's kind of dangerous, too, when you have language like the Athens Library language, where it's saying that they must provide these things, and that you can't even take into consideration traditional moral, you know, there's just, you know, children are innocent.
Yep.
And they're, if we continue to erode the moral code of what children should see and what they shouldn't.
We've gone down a very slippery,
Athens Library. If that's the Athens Library, it's just kind of like what the government's doing as well, of saying we are having to accept all of these things now, and then they're pushing it on the adults along with all the kids, and now they're saying, hey, it is okay for you to, it is okay now for you to think that you are a different gender. It's okay. Mm-hmm. They're just pushing it on it. And so now there's small places like libraries and other businesses and stuff like that are just joining on in and saying, all right, this is okay. Let's just jump on this bandwagon too.
Yeah. Well, libraries are librarians and the system that educates librarians, because, you know, they almost all have to have at least a master's, and they tend to be very liberal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Librarians are liberal. The American Library Association is wackadoodle liberal. Yeah. They're on the far end of liberal.
Yeah,
she's like the Marxist, you know, lesbian who's, you know, just like what's behind Black Lives Matter. I don't know. There's a theme here. And I think when you look at that and you say, I think we're all just starting to wake up. It's just like we all figured out what our kids were learning during COVID when we're actually watching the videos and going, wait a minute.
Wait, that's not reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Why are you learning this?
Exactly. I think people are starting to wake up and go, that book is in the library? Because they're not looking for it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I think that it's just, there's appropriate and then there's inappropriate.
Completely.
And they ought to have some sort of way to distinguish that in, you know, in how where they put the books. And she was saying they really don't. And so, and in a place as conservative as Athens?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just find that a bit surprising.
And then you go, what's going on in other areas? It's even, yeah.
Well, I mean, and then you look at like what happened in the Madison County, which includes Huntsville and Madison and Madison County. When you look at what happened back in the summer when they had the big blow up over Kirk Cameron coming to read a children's book.
Mm-hmm. A text, Jeremy from Huntsville. It says, parent advisory, explicit lyrics, under 17, not admitted, TVMA mature audiences. When did books get the free pass?
Oh, amen.
I am right there with you.
Wow, that was good, Jeremy. Thank you for that.
And I think that you could code books that way.
Yeah.
And a child under a certain age could not check it out from an adult section if it had that designation.
For sure.
The problem is, I think that they want this kind of contact. There is an underlying...
Oh, for sure. That's exactly what the underlying problem is.
There's an underlying reason for it.
Yeah.
They want it, and it goes along with, like, what I just saw, you know, what we've been seeing for a while with, like, this is love, and it's a picture of boy, boy, girl, girl, boy, girl, adult, child. Nope, it's not. That's just what they're pushing, and I think this is right in line with that... their agenda.
That same book that was causing all the the trouble in the, you know, people fighting to get it out of the library down in South Alabama and Fairhope was like that. Not only did it have extremely graphic pictures, and I mean extremely graphic, they were drawn, so they were graphic and graphic.
Oh gosh.
But it had every type of sex in there listed, and it's all like, this is just one is just as good as the other. And then finally, what really got me is they were showing all these different types of naked bodies and what they look like, and there's grown men depicted fully naked, frontal naked. I'm like, and it said the book was for 10. Mm. And I'm just like, 10 years old?
Yep.
You want to be giving a 10-year-old child a book that has graphic pictures of naked adults? I just think, I don't know. It seems like most reasonable people would say, yes, that needs a designation that says, you know, that's above a certain age.
That's not ever necessary for most people, and that's like when you get married. If you want to check out some of these books, great. But I'm just disgusted by this.
I think we have to fight for our children, and we have to fight for their innocence.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And people need to wake up and care more about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly. All right, guys. Well, we will be back in a little bit, and we'll explore another fun topic: TikTok.
Oh boy.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Lee from Huntsville, in for Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. Local, state, national, we got it all. We're having some fun conversations here because we're solid conservative and just plain right. We are in the segment called Boomer and McQueen.
Is that you that recorded that woo?
No, that was not me, guys.
Really?
No, that's actually
it so sounds
that's a sound,
like
that's a sound effect. I've heard it. Yeah.
If you listen closely, it's actually the same.
It's the camel.
Ending of the camel.
Yeah, it's the camel.
It's the ending of the camel is what it is. I just spliced it up and took it there. You thought it was me?
So you need to record yourself
doing it.
You can see
me doing it. That's what it is, probably.
Yeah, I totally can see you doing it. I'm like, maybe you record that at home one day.
Oh, that's so funny. You need to just record yourself doing it, and that can be the new one.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's settled.
Settled. We're doing
settled.
That.
That's settled. Okay, so we finished up with the library stuff.
Yeah, we're done with that. I get too mad if we talk about it anymore.
I know. So the next topic is going to be much less controversial.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not
what
at
is
all.
That?
Not at all. TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah. That's going to be one of that's my second dipper. Well, I've had like one and a half, so my second and a half dipper. So I have a 16-year-old
mm-hmm.
boy and very much loves TikTok. I've taken it off his phone umpteen times. He keeps putting it back on. And I tell him, you know, it's not really a worthwhile thing to pay attention to. I get it. I know that it's just for jokes. There's some dangerous things on there though, and I'm gonna talk mm-hmm. about that. But I just wonder, so you guys have younger children. And my question for both of you is, how are you going to mitigate the exposure to TikTok? And don't tell me you're not getting them a phone to high school, because I guarantee you that is not true.
Oh, that was my answer.
No, girl, that will not. When they start begging you in sixth grade, you will not hold out for 3 years. And they will.
I don't know. Promise. We're kind of the people that I think we might.
Your kid's going to be like, the only one without a phone. It's just going to be, you know.
Nope.
I mean, okay, it might not be till they're 16, but I think we'll make it till 14 or 15, really, before we get a phone.
I see it as, why do I need to get you a phone when I never had one until I was 16?
Yeah, and my kids always say, how did you get anywhere?
I'm sure, right?
Oh, they tell me, they're like, how did you get? They can't believe that cell phones, cell phones were in the 80s. Remember Saved by the Bell with the giant hand phone? Yeah.
I remember the car phone.
Maybe
attached to the car.
Super wealthy.
Pager.
In the early 80s, right? Maybe if you were super wealthy, you might have had that. But, they weren't mainstream until 90s and really not till the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
All right. So let's say that they happened to get a phone. Let's just say that. Now answer the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is me just like just thinking aloud here.
Yeah. Maybe.
For one,
if you're out there and you give us your,
we need some help because we.
I'd like to know.
Because I think I feel like with our oldest being a boy, it won't be quite as hard as it will be with the other one.
With yes,
like she's gonna want a phone next year, and she's gonna be three.
Wrong.
So
it will be the same.
It'll be the same. Really? Okay.
Oh yes.
So and I think this is another big thing, and I just think of, I mean, yes, phones weren't the same. Like how it is now, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like when we were kids, like I didn't go until I was 16. I remember my sister got one on the same day. We got them on the same day, and it was like she was 13, I was 16. I thought it was so not fair. Like, why is she getting one? Because that's when phones became a thing.
You thought she needed to wait?
Yeah, like I just got one today.
Pay
you
her
did
dues.
Too. Like it was, yeah. So, but I think that like having your child busy and like something where they're passionate about, where they're pouring their time into, whether it's like we were talking earlier, whether it's sports, whether it's gaming, the esports we were talking about a little bit ago, whether it's, you know, chess club, something, you know, activities at school, but having things that they are involved in, that they are passionate about, that they're putting a lot of time into, that they can work hard at, is going to keep them out of it will keep them out of a lot of trouble.
Oh,
and
certainly.
Just sitting there spending time on their phone. Because I'm like, I just think of I'm on a tangent here, but like being an athlete for me, like, I trained 4, 5, 6 hours a day, depending on different times in life. Like,
right.
There wasn't time to just sit and like stare at the computer screen or watch TV for hours. But other people, that's all they did. They came home from school and they did those things for hours.
Well, speaking of our little dude, I don't know if y'all are watching the
is he peeking live in behind
he's
me?
He can peek through the window. But okay, the way I look at it is the same thing. If you keep him busy with sports or other things, then
that's
one less way that they're going to be spending time on their phone. But also, one thing that I heard
such
from
a mentor
of ours, and even other parents that have gone through this, is have almost a designated time to put their phones up at night, maybe. I don't know.
I shared this a couple weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah, like a designated time at this time, basically kind of when they're going to bed. This time your phone goes here, my phone goes here, your mom's phone goes here. At night, we're going to put them
here,
we're going to charge them all
that.
Together, and then tomorrow morning you can get them
I
back.
Mean, but you don't have to do that. There's parental controls you can do now where you can just shut it off where it doesn't work. You know, certain things, they can't access internet
different
or they can't.
Different times.
Right.
Yeah.
You can cut that off.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be more Instagram. Well, I don't know, whatever it is when your kids get old enough. You know how
Who
these
knows?
Things
it's,
come
it's
and go.
Gonna,
yeah.
It's going to change.
MySpace.
In a few years.
Oh.
Remember MySpace.
But the thing I do like about that, because that was a mentor of mine that did that. Their whole family, they'd turn their phones in at, 9 o'clock or whatever, all of them. The thing I really do like about that is you're setting the example too as the parent that like, hey, it's not just you. We're not just cutting your phone off. It's all of us. All of our phones are going right here. And so you're also creating that trust that like, and if you want to use it, come down here to the kitchen where they're all plugged in, get on your phone, do whatever here in the kitchen with everybody else around.
But with what we just said just a second ago, the question I have for both of y'all is, yes, right now it's TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
How are the parents going to stay up on the times to know what the next one's going to be?
Because we're the cool parents. We're going to know.
I mean, seriously, I mean, until it started booming out, people did. I mean, yeah,
I think it's part of culture, though. You see it if you pay close attention to. I find it amazing because people use TikTok as stories. It's like
stories.
The laziest journalism ever.
Stories
they just
people sell stuff now.
They'll just have but they'll have this thing going. Oh, this look at this horrible thing that happened, and then they just put a link, and then you got to go look up the dadgum, and you find out it's TikTok, and you're like, what? I mean, it's lazy journalism. You can tell that they just have one guy doing like, 15 jobs because he's just linking to TikTok stuff, which is not journalism. Mm. It's just lazy.
Well, I know people too that they'll just say, hey, I have this great recipe I found on TikTok. They had to join TikTok to get recipes because apparently that's a big thing just on TikTok is all these great recipes. So like, I don't know. Just the fact
I've never
that
seen anything.
I've never looked at TikTok.
Worth cooking TikTok. On TikTok, but okay, maybe I missed that. I do not have TikTok, and I have no intention of ever getting
it. Nope, same.
Don't want to give the Chinese communists access to my iPhone. We'll be right back, guys, with some more more commentary on TikTok.
right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio.